Blog Talk Radio.
That was a big gimmick for them to do that so they get the ratings up. Their ratings were dropping so bad.
Moped store, what's up? Salesman's like, what up? What's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds. He says,
I got the one for you. Follow me.
Ooh, it's too real. Chrome down mirror, I don't need no windshield. Banana seat, I can't see on two wheels. 800 cash, it's a hell of a deal. I'm headed
downtown, cruising through the alley.
Yeah.
got your body. Cast a heartbeat, Dookie, I'm the new Cosby. Timberland, Khaled, Scott, George, Birdman, go. Man, everybody got Bugatti. But I'ma keep a hella 1987, head into the dealership and drop a second cup of Kawasaki. I'm selling on everybody. Hella raw pesto wasabi. I'm so low that my cojones almost dragging on the concrete. My seat is leather, I ride a mine, it's pleather. But girl, we can still ride together. You don't need a Uber, you don't need a cab. Or get a bus pass, you got a moped, man. We got 1988, Mariah Carey hair. Very rare, mom jeans on a derriere. Throwing up the west side and keep going in the air. Stop by Pike Place, throwing fish to a bus.
Downtown. following program is the property of KCEG Radio and cannot be reproduced or rebroadcast without the permission of KCEG Radio. And now, coming to you live from Studio A in beautiful downtown North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, it's the Mike Leonard Show.
Hey!
Playing unsigned artists 24/7, and you are listening to the Mike Leonard Show. Now here's Mike with today's topic.
Okay, thank you, girls. Today's topic is, what is the difference between ASCAP and BMI? You'll need one to collect royalties. We're gonna start it off right now because we got a lot to read. So right now, ASCAP versus BMI, which is better? We can all agree this popular question amongst many artists, producers, and writers who are new to the business side of music. Here's what generally happens. As a music creator, you may have stumbled across an article, video, or some type of seminar that spoke about an artist or producer getting their music placed and multimedia, generally film or TV, sometimes even video games. From there, you conduct research and find out that you need to be signed up with a performance rights organization in order to collect royalty payments. That research will lead to two major companies, BMI and ASCAP. Both do the exact same thing, but slightly different. Call. Lines are open right now. So call in and let us know what you're thinking. If you're a BMI or ASCAP, if you're on BMI or ASCAP, give us a call. We'd like to see what kind of royalties you get. We're going to start tonight off right now with actually one of two that have been a request for Ellison Gray tonight, and we're going to start it off with Love is a Diamond.
Come out when we talk about the company you've been keeping.
What is the American dream?
Unsigned artist, 24 hours a day on KCG Radio.
Every night that I'm away from you, buys one more I can spend on you. It's the insanity.
Tell me your goodbye.
Your top hits 24 hours.
I can see the tears you cry, and I know I've been the sweetest day. Hold on tight to everything you know, and
That's Ellison Gray, Love is a Diamond on KCG. She's an oldie from with us since 2010. And what else? I want to let you know that Bruno Mars is playing down at the Fargo Dome tomorrow night. And I got to do a show. You believe that? I'd love to see him in concert, but pretty neat. Well, we got the chat line open. It looks like JC's kicked on there. And I'm anonymous. 59 or 69, I said hello because I still can't get on there with that one on this system. Okay, right now your next question is, which is the best for me, BMI or ASCAP? So you continue researching only to find yourself confused by hundreds of articles and debates involving the two corporations, but no definite answer about which pro is better. Does that sound familiar? Here's why. Oh, I better get back on here. Here's why. In order to have a semi-accurate answer, you'll need to track a broad portion of users from both agencies, which isn't realistic. You'll need data such as number of gigs, which venues, time cue card sheets were sent, stations that license your music, times of airplay, length of airplay, etc. All those factors make the huge difference, and without them, debates are a waste of time. And now, the intent of this post is not to start another debate, but to educate, giving you what you need to make your own decision. Okay, we're going to play another one. This is Ed Service. We're going to kind of try to run through these pretty fast tonight, but don't forget, phone lines are open if you're on. Well, you can just give us a call if you want, 646-668-2389. Let us know if you're on ASCAP, BMI, and how you like it. Right now, we're going to play Ed Service coming up next on KCG.
Catch a falling star before it hits the ground. I'm coming down.
You need to make your own decision. Okay, we're going to play another one. This is Ed Service. We're going to kind of try to run through. Don't forget, phone lines are open if you're on call. You've reached KCG Radio.
Mike, hi, this is Joe Pops Bredo calling in about your question here.
Oh, Joe, I got a bad connection. I'll call you. KCG Radio. I'll call you back in 2 years. Joe?
You want me to call you back?
No, I'm just kidding you. You know, because I figured you're going to come up with the singing lesson thing.
Oh, no, I'm not going to come up with a singing lesson. I'm going to tell you about the BMI and ASCAP thing.
Oh, cool. You want to wait till
Jennifer,
Ed's song's over?
Okay. Did Jennifer ask you about your singing lesson?
No, but I think they were coming over this way. I think they're on their Lear and flying over.
Oh. For the next lesson, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we got a request for one of your songs tonight. That's going to be on yet tonight.
Oh, cool.
Where'd it go? Shoot. I wonder if... Yeah, okay. Well, it's way down there. Oh, it's still in there. It's shown because I figured we'd talk for a little bit. If I talk for like an hour right now, then it'll be 9:30 and my show won't be recorded.
I gotcha. We'll make it fast.
Oh, no, I got it set up. So you're with
me. Well, I
got to
get on chat here pretty soon.
Okay, well, this song's got 2 minutes left, 2.5. You're with BMI or ASCAP?
I'm with BMI. But really, the only difference between BMI and ASCAP is that BMI, there is no charge to be a artist who writes, a writer. But ASCAP, there's a charge it's a $1, it's a $50 charge to join it. ASCAP, there's no charge to join it. BMI allows me to self-publish, where ASCAP, I have to pay another $50 to self-publish.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I better talk to you on the air on this because, we got another caller. Just a second.
Cool.
Okay, we got another caller.
Good. It's Diane May calling.
Oh, cool.
Who
are you with, Diane?
I'm with ASCAP, thank you. Sorry.
Oh, good. We got ASCAP.
We got
BMI
and ASCAP now.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
You know what? Okay, that's great. So
now,
that is.
Go ahead.
No,
do
you
I
guys go ahead.
Did I pronounce your name right, Joe?
No, it's Bredo, like Play-Doh.
Bredo. Oh,
Bredo,
yeah.
Like Play-Doh.
Bredo.
Yeah.
Okay. You should have told me.
Well, I'm just happy you mentioned me, period. You can call me anything you want.
Oh, okay, let me get my beeper up. And if Diane makes you mad, just let me know. I'll disconnect her, okay, Joe?
No, she won't make me mad.
Just kidding, Diane.
I know. I'm actually really interested in having Joe go first.
Okay.
Oh, you both can.
Now, Diane, is there a break between you and me? Are you hearing me right now, or is there a 30-second delay?
Oh.
I can hear you just fine. No delay.
Okay. Okay, that's Ed Service, See You Misery on KCG. Well, right now we have Joe Pops Bredo. Bredo. How do you say that, Joe?
Bredo.
Bredo. Bredo. I've been saying it wrong all this time. And we got Diane Mink, which... Joe's actually BMI and Diane's ASCAP. So what's different, guys? I guess Diane wants Joe to go first.
All right. With BMI, There is no charge to join it as an artist or as a self-publisher. Now, I heard, Diane probably answered it better than me, there was a $50 charge to be a writer and a $50 charge to be a publisher. Is that correct,
Diane?
That
is correct. That is correct. If you come on now, when I signed up with them, I won't go. It was a long time ago. it was no charge, so I'm a grandfathered in.
Okay.
Okay.
The next
just
thing
minute,
is.
If, oh, can I interrupt? If anybody wants to join in this conversation, the lines are open 646-668-2389. Sorry about that.
That's
okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But the misinformation about this, though, really is that these are only good for the United States and some of the outlying properties. To collect royalties from the UK and all the ones there, you have to join either a PPL or a PRS. In Canada, you got to join SOCAN. In Mexico, you got to join SACM. So in neither of these pay mechanical royalties to you.
Right.
They pay to the, for instance, BMI doesn't pay for the person singing the song. They pay to the person who wrote the song. I believe you had a guy on once before who said that for instance, the Monkees, when they sang a song, I'm a Believer, it goes into them as I'm a Believer, Neil Diamond, because Neil Diamond wrote the song. So that's the difference between all of them, and it goes on from there.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on the overseas thing, just slightly.
Okay.
Because I do have distribution deals by country, about seven of them internationally. And in order to get your catalog, like I'll talk about the one I have with Italy, I have to have an IPI number. And the IPI number is issued only by your pro. And so I have to provide that IPI number from ASCAP in order to be able to get my catalog included and the contract signed. So, yes, you have to have an affiliation, and there's territories. There's a territory of the U.S., that, and in most of the region, that is still governed by ASCAP and overseen also by ARRA. And you have to have those numbers, or you my catalog, I would never be able to sign the contract. And there's so many freaking numbers that you have to have. I keep a spreadsheet. I do not have to have a number and an arrangement with SOCAN. In fact, to be with SOCAN, which is Canada, you have to actually be like sort of a resident. You have to be a registered citizen. Now, overseas, though, there are so many countries. In fact, I'm looking into it right now to where I could actually be a member of their pro. That they don't have those restrictions requiring me to be a resident. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, in fact, my publisher is out of Vancouver, Canada, Dan Cooper. And he's the one I've learned a lot of this stuff from. When 5 years ago, he took my stuff to meet him in France. I learned all about, you know, distribution overseas and a lot more of what ASCAP's role is. Now, I don't know about you. What I really want to hear from you, Joe, is are you getting paid?
That's what
hardly
I want to hear,
anything.
Too.
Hardly anything. Yes.
Is it enough to get a Lamborghini? Joe?
No. Maybe
no.
A head of lettuce.
No, shucks.
Maybe a head of lettuce. Hey, I might be able to buy a pizza.
Now, there's another one that I've heard that everybody's trying to go to, and that is CSAC. S-E-S-A-C. Now, I see where a lot of big people are like Adele and those guys are going there, but that is only through invitation only to join them. So I'd like to know if anybody out there is a member of CSAC.
Yeah, let's get a panel. Is anybody out there a member of CSAC? Please call in.
646-668-2389. Yeah, because I thought CSAC was like for Canada and England and, you know, isn't that for, that's outside of the country, I thought.
No, it's
for
in the country.
CSAC.
It's right here in the United States, their main building. They started out in Europe, and then they moved over here.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know
right,
that.
Yeah.
They did.
That's the third big player.
Yeah, that's the third, not as big, but, and I was talking to you, Mike, earlier. I mean, ASCAP and BMI are like Republican and Democrat. Okay, we're not going to talk about politics here, but it's like, am I going to get a hamburger from McDonald's or Burger King? And it's really about the same. Really, really about the same. Now, ASCAP is the big one. They, you know, they've been around a long time. And ASCAP actually was dubbed by the government originally to handle this distribution for royalties because the government didn't want to deal with it anymore. So they have been around the longest, and they're the biggest. But really, from what I know,
oh, we got another call.
Really no difference.
We got another call. Just 1 second.
Oh, great!
Okay, we got a new caller.
Oh,
yay!
We got on the line.
I'd like to order a large pizza.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think I have enough money for it.
I wouldn't want to get your monthly royalty check. And I had a question for, this is Ed Service, for you or Joe. I doubt if Mike would know, but where does Harry Fox Agency fit into all this? I've kind of been out of the loop for a long time, and I remember that name coming up, Harry Fox Agency, is something to do with collecting royalties and whatnot.
They mainly deal with mechanicals.
Yep.
And they do, and you know what? Out of all the organizations, they're the smallest, but they're the, I think, the most honest.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. No, but they're very specific as far as what they collect.
Okay.
So it's not a replacement.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And I always, as best I can remember, that when I was trying to.
Well, they're a publisher.
Yes, they're more of a publisher.
Right, so they're going to go in there and try to get your mechanicals, like Diane said, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, tonight's show is sponsored by Sirad. Yeah, go ahead.
One thing I do remember when I was involved in that was that it seems like the Nashville people, the country people, were mostly involved in ASCAP for some reason. Well, the BMI's in Nashville too, unless they moved. But I don't know what that's about or what the difference is. That's the sum of my knowledge about that.
Hey, Ed, are you with either one?
I'm with BMI.
Okay.
Okay, there's two of us against one now.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, two against one.
I'm outnumbered. I couldn't join BMI. They
Why couldn't you?
They would not let me leave as
a
kid, you not.
Yeah, I don't see any.
We got Mark. Come on, Mark, give us a call.
So why wouldn't they let you join?
If you fish around out there, you'll find an article that I wrote some time back, and I rocked their ASCAP's boat quite a bit.
Mm.
with it, and it made it on the news wires everywhere, and they tried to remove it, and it was legally absolutely tight, because I have four platinum records, I have multiple number ones, and I have, you know, statements that said zero performances for those same periods, and
ooh.
I was upset, and upset for not just myself, but all the other artists that are being taken advantage of. And so I wrote this article. And so I did try to go over to BMI. I called them. I guess you could say I'm blacklisted by ASCAP, but for a good reason, for telling the truth. And so I got put on hold for like 20, 30 minutes, and BMI came back and said, you have to get a letter from ASCAP before we even consider it, right?
Yes.
And then I couldn't get a hold of anybody at ASCAP because the person I was dealing with no longer worked in that department, and then they put
just
me through.
We got another caller.
Was on vacation. We went around and circled.
Who do we have on the line?
Hey, it's Mark. Mark Burris. Hey, Mike, how you
Mark,
doing?
Hey, Mark. I see. Good. How are you? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing okay.
Okay, we got, I don't know how many people on here right now.
We got five people now. who's
well,
Mark
Mike
with?
Mike keeps asking everybody to claim that nobody's calling him. So,
anyway.
We need a few more.
Okay, Mark's with ASCAP too, right?
Yeah, I joined up with them only because, you know, I'm new to the business and, you know, like everyone's been saying, you need to sign up with one of these guys to get paid, which I haven't yet.
Are you getting
by the way.
Okay. Do you at least
breath.
Get a candy bar?
Welcome.
Sorry to say, if you listen to last week's broadcast on Friday night, I had two guests on Mike Leonard's show. And one of them was a radio promoter, and one of them was radio DJ for many, many years, and, you know, regular mainstream radio. And they talked about how the survey worked, or isn't working anymore. They used to survey, like, a couple times a week, and then they were surveying. They would actually call in surveys once a month, and now they're not calling in surveys at all.
Hmm.
And it's only the media-based charts, the ones with the major labels on it, that they're actually even looking at anymore. So definitely don't hold your breath.
Okay. So where do you think all the money goes?
Well, they still collect it.
To the signed artist?
It goes to Gary Nelson. I know it. I know it.
Yep, that's it.
Is he still complaining about that $10?
Yeah, he is, but he blocked me. I you know, you guys might understand this. You know, what's the bad thing about a radio station DJ stealing some indie artist's music and buying a Lamborghini with it?
Well, I'd like to know who's the artist.
Yeah.
Well, it's still Gary Nelson's, but I actually got $10 for it. No. That's kind of a joke.
You got a Lamborghini for $10?
Wow.
It's about 2 inches long.
Now, you know, I'm reading right here about
the
Harry Fox Agency.
But I've only collected, since I was 9 years old, $15.76.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding you.
That's all you've collected in all these years?
Yes.
Wow.
That's pretty
disappointing.
And that
was
disappointing
this
right
last
there.
Year, an orchestra up in Chicago used one of my instrumental pieces for a performance, like symphonic. And they were honest enough to make sure I got paid.
Jeez.
Wow.
I thought you would have been making thousands by now.
I should have, but millions, actually. It's really millions.
Oh, man.
Were these for terrestrial radio plays, by the way?
Yes.
Wow. I wonder what the rate is now. I heard at one time it was like 4 cents a play, but it's not 4 cents a play anymore?
About 4 cents a play. Yeah, and there's another one you can look up if you want to write this down. I was on the radio about 4 years plus ago with David Lawrence. He interviewed me. He was on a radio station out of L.A., and then we had calls coming in like crazy, so he had a podcast on XM. So he asked me to stay over, and there's that radio show is out there, and he goes through the process of what he had to do at that time to report. And he said, I want to have you back on in a year, and I want to see if you've gotten paid. Of course, he had me back on, and of course, I had never been paid.
Wow.
So do you think the money then goes out to the major singers or the major writers? Like, for instance, it goes out to Adele, for instance, instead of going into your pocket to make sure that she gets paid?
Yes, I think that is a lot of what happens. I'm not sure that that's all.
Money, no, Andy, this is your
Well, I think
and here's another one I'd like to ask,
spending.
And that is Sound Exchange. Has anybody ever gotten any money from Sound Exchange?
No.
No, I have not.
No, either have I.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, well, supposedly they collect for, rights for internet play, digital play, all over the world.
Yeah.
But who's actually monitoring them?
I don't know. I get a report from them all the time saying they made so many $1 million a year for their artists, but I've never seen anything.
I think that's Gary.
Are you sure?
Positive. Yeah, so
there is a company you can try, and I'm right now I'm testing it out. It's called SongTrust. It's a one-time fee. Once you pay the fee, I think it's $100. They basically send ASCAP, BMI, your pro, an you fill out an authorization form, and then what happens is you authorize them to collect on your behalf, and basically they tell ASCAP, BMI to stand down. So instead of going through, maybe go around, if you will.
Yes.
And to me, where I'm at in my career, and as long as I've been charting, it's worthwhile to try, you know.
Uh-huh.
You won't get, and one of the things ASCAP always claimed is, and I've gone through the Musicians Union, even they went to bat for me. I went before Congress with Ann Murray, was in the pile too, pleading to basically Congress, saying, hey, they're not doing their job. We're not getting paid, you know? And that kind of like just fell into the woodwork.
Yeah.
It's a big problem. And, they want you to sign up. They want you to sign up because for every person that signs up, their database is that much bigger and their hammer's that much bigger. And one of the things we did not cover, Mike, last time, and I kicked myself. I meant to bring it up on the last show, was that everybody thinks about radio only when they think about residuals, royalties. But what you don't understand is that's only the tiniest part of the pie. I mean, my stuff overseas, I had a friend tell me they heard it playing in an elevator. They heard it playing in a bathroom. I've heard my music playing in the background, because I've written all styles of music. I've heard it playing in the background in Walmart, in Home Depot, e-music, a Muzak service. There's so much more than radio, and of course the clubs that they go after for the licensing fees, and they extort and they bully. You need to be paying more, even going after Girl Scouts, I don't know if you heard the story. They even went after people that sang happy birthday
Yes, I heard that story.
It's true. And so the
yeah, Girl Scouts one was a big thing. Was a big fuss about the Girl Scout one.
Yeah, the Girl Scout one too. Yeah, and churches as well.
What about, like, I heard a crazy story in my hometown here that AFCAP contacted a local bar that was hosting cover bands and that kind of thing and threatened them that they better start paying royalties on these cover songs. Otherwise, they're going to, file suits and all that crazy stuff. And this bar is afraid, and they won't have cover bands anymore. They only host, original music, which is,
they have a reason to be afraid.
Is that something
AFCAP
that's legitimate?
Because AFCAP has a heavy roster of lawyers and also Men in Black, that they have the legal right to close a venue down. They have been given permission by our court system to go and lock their doors.
Wow, it sounds
like
the music union, kind of.
I kid you not, it happens. I knew a bar down in South Florida that got it, Frogger's. They tried to fight, and of course, they. If you look up in history, Google, they have never won or lost a suit. Never, never, never. Not even against Sony. There is no court precedent.
So how does the bar do it then? Does the bar have to make a list of all the songs that were played that night so it gets paid out, or is it just a normal flat fee? Knowing that they're going to have a band in there and they might sing the song or it might play on the radio or the DJ in the bar might play that song. How do they know what they have to pay?
They
have to
pay
licensed.
A fee that's determined. And that, see, what that does is it leaves the door open for ASCAP to come and say, well, you should be paying more.
Wow.
And they do that too.
Now, has BMI ever done that, or is it just an ASCAP thing?
There are some stories out there. I'm not familiar, intimately with them, but that BMI does the same thing, but just not as aggressively as ASCAP, because ASCAP's so big.
Sure. Okay.
So if I'm running a bar that plays music, I have to pay to ASCAP and BMI and CSAC?
Yes. Now, what you need to do, there are organizations that will take one fee out there for all three. You can, find and solicit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
You're talking about bars that are in the middle of nowhere, in these small towns that, they're not making any money anyway. They're paying the band, $200 as it is, and,
that's so what has happened to our industry here in the U.S. is that less and less venues are going to want to have live music because they're afraid. They can't afford to pay the fees and the band and stay in business.
Sure. I agree with you. Absolutely.
Have you heard of Sound Choice? It's for karaoke.
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
It's a company that does CDs for karaoke for DJing, and I know a couple, 3 years ago, they went from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, up to Duluth, Minnesota, and they had guys scouting out there and going to these little bars, and they found out that a lot of the DJs didn't have them legal, so they ended up getting sued for that, plus the bar didn't have a license to do it, to cover where the DJ didn't. And they got sued, like 3-4 bars got hit really hard where they didn't even want to have a DJ on there anymore. So that's kind of what you're saying with ASCAP?
It just killed it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real shame. But I think if you talk to most anybody on ASCAP, BMI, even CSAC, that they're going to say the exact same thing. They're not getting paid. If they are getting anything, it's a pittance.
So pretty much it is. It's going to the big guys then, so they can say they're paying it out, and the indie people are really just out there hanging in the wind.
Right.
Well, that's what I think, too. Because I know for 2 years we submitted every indie artist song that we played, and I asked every one of them back in, I think it was 2010 or 11 when I asked them, and they said they didn't get a penny. So, you know, for me, submitting yours, I don't know how many times we have to play it, but I don't know how, you know, how I ever get you guys in there to show that, you know, get extra plays or anything.
I don't think you could play us enough.
I don't think
really.
So either, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I had a song in the top 40 mainstream last year, 10,000 more. I think you might have it, Mike. And I don't know. I think you do, don't you? I sent it to you.
I don't know.
It made it.
Which is called?
Not only did it make it to number 14 on the top 40, and it charted for 11 months with all the majors you could think of on Adult Contemporary Top 40, but it made it on the overall year chart top 100 at 25. So you can imagine how many spins it had. 10,000 more.
No, I don't have that one.
You don't? Well, I need to
get. And how much did you get for it, you said?
Nothing.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, it's got to be going somewhere.
Wow.
Well, yeah, they're still collecting. Oh, they're still collecting. They're collecting all those fees from all the different areas, but it's not coming back to us as independents. They really don't work really hard at all, for us. We're there for numbers. And I'm
right.
Not singling out ASCAP here, okay? The system just does not work for an independent.
Right.
And it's not meant to.
Anybody out there CSAC yet? Want to call
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I would love to hear
no.
somebody tell me different.
Case
prove me
646-668-2389, give us a call. We got about, what, 45 more lines
yeah.
open? This is sponsored by Sarad, the show tonight.
Well, it's a great topic for every songwriter and performer. That's all I can tell you is true. Because as an independent, you know, unless you have a publishing company like the Harry Fox Agency or something like that that's really out there kicking it for you, or I think SoundTrust is a royalty collection place too, are they not?
SoundTrust, yeah.
Yes.
But they really bounce off and they rely on the pro. You really got it. It's a damnation. I hate to say that, but you know, you have to be affiliated with a pro to say if you want to get distribution overseas. That's kind of like the kicking plate. You got to have those numbers.
Right. Now with ASCAP. When you write a song, do they divide it like BMI does into 200 parts or 200%?
No.
Where the writer gets 100 and the publisher gets 100 and back and forth?
Yeah, it's essentially the same thing. It's like a 50-50. There's never more than 100%, really.
Yeah. Well, with BMI, they list it as 200%, which I don't know how they can have 200% of anything. But so then you have to determine the writers, if you have to, two writers, you would get 50%, the next writer would get 50%, and the publisher would get 100%. And it's just, it's crazy. It's like, how do you get 200% out of, you know, 100%? But that's the way they do it.
They're talking about
100% goes to them.
Of the publishing. You know,
yeah.
It's weird. That's 100% of it. Correct me if I'm wrong, Diane. That'd be like 100% of the publishing. And if you're a writer, you can go after part of the publishing, but the publishing is the publisher's
correct.
Share of the song.
That is correct.
And then you have the writer's share. So basically, I think it's the norm. I think it's 9 cents like a record.
Yeah, it's about that.
I think is what it is.
Yeah, I just submitted music to BMI about 3 weeks ago, and I had filled out their form, and it was if you're the writer, how much you're claiming 100%, yes. If you're the publisher, how much you're claiming 100%, and it was 200%. You get both if you self-publish it. So, and it was just strange, like 200%. And I've been doing this now for years of writing songs and submitting it to BMI, and it's always 200%. How much you want to get? They have you divide the 100% between you and the writer. So if I got five writers, we all get this, but the publisher's still going to get 100%.
Yeah. Well, you know, we say that you don't, as a writer, I'm a singer-songwriter, which it sounds like you guys are as well. Pretty much write solo for most part. But the ones that make the money in this business are not us that provide the material. It's the ones that house it. You got to pay to be on, you know, music and CD Baby and TuneCore and, you know what I mean? The list goes on. Reverb Nation, pay. Right.
And then if you want to record it correctly, you have to go take their courses and pay for their courses. And there's about 10 people out there saying that they were once great recording artists, and now they've gone into selling how they made it and stuff like that. They're all, and everybody wants $49, $49.
Well, yeah, where's the money? Where's the money being made?
It's
the artist, you know, not the artist. So.
I also write my stuff and sing it pretty much all by myself, so I don't have to divide it all up and all that. Too much problems of doing all that, of just the sorting it all out. I have collaborated with other people, though, and that we have done it that way. But I've never yet had it where I collaborated with somebody with, you know, ASCAP and BMI, where I had to collaborate with a ASCAP person. I kind of wonder how they'd work that out.
Well, you know, I actually tried it. It was a little bit different. I mean, I actually co-wrote a song with a Canadian artist because he was hoping that it would, you know, get forced ASCAP into paying me. Well, he got paid, and I didn't.
Through SOCAN?
He got paid through SOCAN. They took care of him.
Well, okay, we all got to move to Canada.
Yeah. No kidding.
If you like this show, send us. I was going to say, if you like this show, send us $49.95.
We'll divide it six ways.
It's in the mail.
We'll split it between Mike, Diane, Joe, Ed, Mark. I think that's everybody, isn't it?
And we'll all be able to get a McDonald's burger.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
eat for a night.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
You know what? And it goes back, you know, no money has never really been made in the records, right? But now it's even worse. You've got to pay so much money to get it out there. The money's always been made in the venue, but, you know, with what's going on with the pros over the years, it's really almost killed our playground. You know what I mean? Places to play. I mean, it's really hard.
Yeah.
And now what's happening, I went to NAMM just recently, I couldn't even get on an open mic. Artists there are putting money down and they're drawing names for people to go up play for free.
Yeah.
It's getting not better.
I'm not a big fan of the open mics.
Yeah.
No, they up here in Michigan, they have a thing called Dirt Fest. And the Dirt Fest, the bands actually pay money to go play in the Dirt Fest so they can play there. And these are, you know, pretty nationally known acts that come up here and play. And they pay that money just so they can set up a t-shirt booth and sell CDs.
Yeah, that's big down here too. The pay-to-play kind of mentality, where you're giving so many tickets to sell, and you may be opening up for a major artist, but you've got to sell all those tickets on your own. And if you don't, you end up owing the club money, and you know you pay for free. You play for free, you know.
Right.
It's great.
And do they allow you to set up a t-shirt booth and to sell CDs from it?
If you sold the minimum amount of tickets that they gave you, which, you know,
yeah,
could be, you know, anywhere from, you know, 30, 40, 50, who knows, you know, depending on the size of the venue.
Right.
Say, Mark.
That brings.
Yes.
Yeah, Mark, where are you from?
I'm down here in Palatka, Florida, which is south of Jacksonville.
Okay, you're down by Mac Meadows, and he's down at Key Log.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle there. Originally from Boston, but I've been living down here for 10 years.
Okay, sorry.
Wow, I can tell from his Boston accent.
Yeah, it comes in and out every once in a while, you know.
Yeah. So that kind of brings us to the recording deals then, which would be like the 360 deal that they have where they own some of your T-shirts and sales and your CD sales just to get a record contract.
Right. There, you know what, and getting signed and with a major label, that's really becoming a dinosaur, because they started this a long time ago. I mean, shelving contracts. They would sign you because you were really good and you sound like another artist they have a lot of money in, and they would take you off the market, basically, because kids would sign, I'm getting signed, you know. Signing away their fingers, their songs, you know. I've known artists that signed and they couldn't even play at a birthday party without getting sued. So, you know, getting signed really, because the majors are struggling themselves. They basically dug their own hole.
Yeah, I heard something on that, the 90%, that they were down 90%. And they're hoping to make it back now with vinyl records.
They're trying whatever they can to make it work and keep, you know, the bills paid. But, yeah, they're struggling, too. So, I mean, getting signed is not necessarily the answer and probably most likely isn't.
Yes, everybody's now going for licensing deals.
Licensing. It's hard to get in that door. It's a really small pinhole. There's a lot trying to get through it.
Right.
There's only so much money in so many places, you know. And a lot of these, like movies, you know, inclusion, sit in a theater and watch how many times you see the same name over and over again. I mean, once they're in, they're writing all the time for that organization. And nobody else can get in the door.
So it's who you know pretty much.
It's really hard, yeah.
Oh, I just want to let Ed know and the rest of you that Gary Nelson did make it up to Illinois. He just got in his motel.
I know. He's been all excited about doing that Possum Festival and wish him a lot of luck.
So are you guys from the East Coast?
I'm from Michigan.
Michigan and Jacksonville, Florida, and where else?
I'm in Arkansas right now, Diane. This is Ed.
Arkansas. I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque?
I'm in North Dakota.
Yeah.
Well, we only got about a few more minutes, too, before we got to this.
And you didn't
get
to play any songs.
No, I know.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay. If you get five callers on the line, I'll take that over music right now.
Hey,
wasn't this segment brought by Sir Rod?
Huh?
Yeah, it was.
I believe it was.
Thank you, Rod. Oh, yeah, it's sponsored. What do you guys, have any of you been listening to the station the last day and a half?
Yes.
What do you like?
Yes,
you like it better, or is it?
I'm liking it. Somehow, though, when you go from one page to the other, it keeps telling you got to reconnect.
Oh, yeah, because it's trying to keep you to, because a lot of stuff goes right to the main page, you know, like our updates and stuff. So it's trying to keep you to, a lot of people will just bookmark one page and just keep bouncing on there. So that's kind of like if we got something new, so a lot of people will just go to the top 100. Never go in the other.
Oh, it's doing live updates.
You got that chat room, Mike.
Yeah, I don't know. The chat room, it wants me to reconnect that all the time on this machine, but when I try it on the one on my laptop, it works fine. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I like the chat,
have
too.
To get rid of that old Commodore computer.
Sell the Lamborghini for a computer.
It's been nice hearing your stories, guys. You know what? I wish I would have heard some hope there, but it doesn't sound like much.
Yeah.
Grab
I'll
on
have to
too.
Ask Kid Rock how he does it.
Yeah, that's right.
I got the answer for all of you. Move down here to Branson and go in the theater, and everybody just comes to you and you sell your CDs and whatever you got there, you know. You don't have to road any equipment or any lights or anything. So that's what they're doing pretty good there, you know.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to go to Branson.
it's something, you know.
I thought they closed that.
Close it? Are you kidding?
Yeah,
I mean, they get millions of people in there, you know. It's crazy. You know, you try to drive through it's awful, and it's built on the worst piece of ground in the state of Missouri. It's nothing but rock. And if you want to build something, you got to dynamite it. I think Mel Tillis came down first down there, and then was followed by Jim Stafford and Mickey Gilley were there. And
hey guys, we're gonna have to end the show real quick because I'm almost out of time, and it'll automatically shut.
Thanks for letting us on. Appreciate it, Mike.
Yep. Thanks.
Nice
talking to all of you.
Thanks everybody.
All right. Bye bye.
Thanks everybody for
calling.
Thanks
bye.
You guys. Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks a lot, and I'm sure we got a lot of people mad now because of no music, but hey. Okay, well, we're going to conclude the show, and this was sponsored by Sarad on the Blog Talk Radio on the Mike Leonard Show, and we want to thank all of our callers. Joe Pops, forget it. I'll get it right. Diane Mink, Ed Service, Mark, I don't want to even try to pronounce your name, Mark, and hey, thanks a lot, everybody, for having us in your homes tonight. And we'll repeat this tomorrow. Have a great night.